on Taiwan Talk this week.
Well, I'm really excited about Taiwan because, yes, we've been around, but we never really made a concerted effort to help singles here.
From Bumble to Parpar and from Sweetring to Tinder, Taiwan singles have a pretty wide selection of apps to choose from when we talk about venturing into the world of online dating. But that hasn't stopped Coffee Meets Bagel from making a play for a bigger slice of the Taiwan market. It might not have been around for very long, but the app claims to have 78,000 users, and on the whole, Coffee Meets Bagel says its users here have the highest education level. The app was started in San Francisco back in 2011 by three sisters. We spoke to co-founder and CEO Aram Kang about how it all began, the company's expectations, and her hopes for its future. Before we get started, if you're interested in being a part of the conversation around Taiwan Talk, be a sponsor. Drop us a line at socialmedia@icrt.com.tw.
Because 10 years ago, I saw my sisters were single and all of my single friends struggling to date. This was in New York City, and they were having great success in their job, their personal life and school, but not when it came to finding the right partner. And there were plenty of dating apps like 10 years ago also, but yet it was still really hard for them to decide which of these hundreds of profiles that they go through daily are actually people worth going on dates. So that's really why my sisters and I set out to create Coffee Meets Bagel. It's an app for serious daters with emphasis on quality. Mm-hmm. So every day at noon, we deliver a limited number of high-quality matches. You have 24 hours to decide who you're interested in, and you have 7 days after you match to decide whether you want to go on a date or not.
Okay. What do you think is the secret sauce in terms of being successful is?
Honestly, the secret sauce is our community of members. That's really what distinguished Coffee Meets Bagel, because, you know, when it comes to features, over time, they can be copied. But the fact that we have such high-quality members who are looking for serious relationship, the right intent, that's really what makes the app special.
Okay. Now, you're not exactly new in Asia.
It's been 10 years.
That's right. Yeah. And you're not exactly new in Taiwan either. What has it been like coming into the Taiwan sort of online dating market?
Well, I'm really excited about Taiwan because, yes, we've been around, but we never really made a concerted effort to help singles here. You know, we've been focused a lot on the U.S. market. And when you look at our numbers, it's incredible. Like, last 4 years, our app in Taiwan has been growing over 50% year over year, every year. You know, that's just through word of mouth, people trying it out and telling their friends, like, oh, this is a great app. So imagine what we can do now with us, you know, coming here and making effort. And our brand awareness here is still really low. And so I'm just excited to bring this, you know, Coffee Meets Bagel app, be known to more singles who are looking for serious relationship in Taiwan.
Is there any approach that you're planning to take with Taiwan that makes it different from any other market that you've entered before? Because I know you're in Hong Kong.
I mean, I think what's different of our app is the product. And of course, the product, we're going to continue to stay true to the needs of serious relationship seekers. And also, when you look at our demographics, you know, CMB daters are highly educated. They're very busy. You know, they have a lot going on in their life. They don't particularly like to waste time on others who don't necessarily share the same, you know, goals as they do. And so our app is specifically designed for efficiency. This is why we want you to just come in at noon, look through the matches, and then just forget about it and move on, right? And then the 7-day window also is meant to drive efficiency. So all the product decisions that we're making, of course, is with our core audience in mind. Now, in terms of how we're going to market it, we're not planning to differentiate. We have a great playbook of how we launch in other markets. There are some differences, you know, little differences, of course, that we want to respect, localize. However, for the most part, I think across even the countries, there's more similarity of our users than not. So we're using a very similar marketing strategy.
What do you mean by efficiency? it sounds very clinical, and I don't think it sounds like a Hallmark interview, but love is not clinical. Love is not clinical, right?
Yeah, it's really what I'm talking about is just how we can help our singles value their time, because honestly, one of the biggest deterrent to using online dating is it gets time consuming. And when I talk about efficiency, it means, let's think about, I don't want to name it, but like the typical swiping app experience. You sit there and you can spend hours, literally hours, swiping. And if you're a woman, generally, you can connect with literally hundreds of profiles in a matter of hours. I'm not kidding. I mean, we see this all the time when we use it, when we watch our daters, you know, trying it out. And that is a time suck. And how many of those profiles you go through, are they actually turning into potential dates? That's what I mean by sort of this conversion. And we want people to be able to spend more time on fewer profiles so they can actually make better decisions and have higher chance of any of those people leading to actual date.
Have you used the app yourself?
So I was engaged when I created this app. But of course, I use it all the time to connect with our customers.
Right.
My co-founder, however, Damun, she was an avid user for a very long time, founder partner through Coffee Meets Bagel.
Really?
Yeah.
And was there anything about her user experience that kind of influenced the way the app eventually turned out?
Well, we talk to our core users all the time to get product feedback. And, you know, she was one of the core users, right? And honestly, the way the product came about was just watching her and my older sister struggling to date. And so our whole focus on, let's actually get people to come in at certain time of the day so they don't feel like they have to come multiple times a day and just get this, you know, it's not a this baggage in your head that you have to always think about. You know, all those product decisions really came from, you know, their experience.
Okay, you're Asian, I'm Asian. We know what our parents are like.
Yes.
How do they feel about this?
You know what? You know what I talk about? I want Coffee Meets Bagel to be a dating app and brand that your parents are proud and demand that you get on.
Right? Keep going.
Yes, because this is the whole idea is to get you to a healthy long-term relationship, which is what parents, I guess universally, but especially I think there is cultural emphasis on serious relationship. Right. Yes, long-term relationship in Asia. I mean, I know, right? As soon as, you know, when you grow up, the thing that they worry about is like get into good college. And then after you graduate, it's soon as find the right partner. Of course, it kind of goes on. And then you have to have a child, etc. So I know how important this is. And I personally feel very confident, and I know that our Asian parents would be very proud to have their children use Coffee Meets Bagel.
You were listening to Aram Kang, co-founder and CEO of Coffee Meets Bagel. Now, if you enjoy this podcast, show us your love by leaving a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Hope Go. Thank you for tuning in.